what advice would you be able to give me as a new teacher coming into the field?
Get lots of sleep. I think my best moments in the classroom have been when I myself am feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
So not stressing too much. I think the stress can really eat at you, and then it snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
And the more stress you allow yourself to experience, the more you react negatively to the students. And as much as there may be moments when they are turkeys, you can handle those turkeys when you're feeling well, and you get upset with them when you are feeling poorly. So I think that teenagers are such an interesting group, and you have to embrace their strange behaviors and clothing and piercings and tattoos and their weird outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a unique age, and I think that's what makes it all the more fun. You'll never get old when you're sitting in a room full of teenagers.
What would I need to know to sort of reach the most students at this stage? I mean, how do they learn that I can reach them the best?
Technology is such a big issue. Students now submit things through email. They check your websites for your assignments. They have a drop folder that, you know, electronic, that they can put assignments into.
Yeah, I know a teacher in another district who posts her homework assignments via Twitter and does like Twitter updates, and that's all the assignments there. They're all up there on Twitter.
That's right. Some are doing podcasts, some are doing online assignments where they have to research something, a topic online.
Yep.
That's wonderful. It's also somewhat distracting, too. I mean, there are certain skills in math where you kind of want them to practice a repetitive type of manipulation of an equation or whatever, and it's just not as exciting to them because there's no electronics involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a new teacher coming in has got to be able to put a lot of technology in, but not necessarily get rid of all the old school ways of doing things also. There's concepts,
to mix the two. Mm-hmm.
Right? And those can be introduced using technology, but there's also a lot of just doing kind of skills.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to balance the two, and I don't think students are as interested in just sitting there doing manipulations. They want all the bells and whistles. And frankly, they didn't teach bells and whistles when I was in college, and I don't really, you know, those are challenging for me to have to come up with, and I'm very impressed when I see the newer, younger math teachers coming in with all of these great ideas using technology.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a big plus. And I know you're into doing a lot with computers, so that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm always trying to find some way to tie the math to computers, or we just did ratios in my class, and I tried to get them to figure out how many songs it'll take to fill up their iPod, converting between all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out okay, but there's still that level of practice that students need to do.
Right,
that.
And that's a great example, but I don't even really know how to have that conversation with my students because that's just not something I'm as familiar with. So the examples that I used to use don't even make any sense anymore because people just don't understand those anymore. They're just, the whole world of examples is different.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I mean, do you have any other tips for me going in as a new student to carry the proverbial torch as you retire in a few years and I'm just starting my career?
Just love what you do.
Yeah.
I love what I do every day. Even on the days that it's bad, I still wouldn't change my career for anything. And I mean, I hope you have that same experience, because there are days when you'll be just about ready to quit, and then some student will come up to you and say, oh man, that was really such a great lesson, or that was really cool what you showed us today. And then that makes you show up again the next day, and darn if that doesn't happen on a regular basis, so that just when you're ready to quit, somebody comes in and gets you to come back.